you guys did made adjustments in the second half.
You know, we stick to what we do. You know, and I think if you watch the film, you'll see that we stick to what we do. Obviously, they were coming out with a few things, but we knew we had a feel for what was coming, and we played our tendencies. And I think that's a big difference of the first half and the second half.
Did the decision to have Michael Ayer in the nickel in the first half have anything to do with Bradham? Was he being punished?
No, not at all. He played a great game. You check Nigel's stats, man.
But in the first half he didn't play as much. I'm just wondering if that had anything to do with
I told you it was strictly rotation.
Okay.
You know, we don't have any control over that. You know, obviously that's coaching stuff, but you know, it's strictly rotation. They've got an idea of what they want, and if they call us out and we put them in the third series, we roll with it. We have a lot of trust in everybody in this linebacking core, a lot of trust in everybody in this defense. So that's the deal. It's us doing what we need to do to get stops, to get off the field. And we did a good job coming in here, getting our line right, holding each other accountable and going out there the second half and playing well. But, you know, it wasn't enough.
Were you proud of the way you pulled us together in the second half?
Absolutely. I think, like I said, we came back in here, we held each other accountable. You know, obviously, we weren't playing anywhere to our standard in the first half. Giving up drives, giving up plays, extending drives on penalties. We're just playing sloppy, and that's not our standard. And we dug ourselves in a hole. And obviously this is a team loss. We all feel like we lost the game. You know, plain and simple. If we don't make the mistakes that we make, and don't play as sloppy as we play, we don't lose this game.